This is Steve Siegel, coming to you today on behalf of the National Law Foundation podcast series. Our topic today is how Code Section 199A will apply to most of our clients. As I'm sure many of you are aware, the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act made a lot of changes. It reduced the C corporation tax rate to 21% that became effective in 2018. To make up for that, or to try to level the playing field somewhat for people in other businesses other than C corporations, they also enacted Code Section 199A, which creates what's called the QBI deduction, QBI standing for the Qualified Business Income Deduction. The idea being that if you have a qualified business that generates income, you can claim a deduction. The deduction is 20%. So the qualified businesses become sole proprietorships, partnerships, general and limited, LLCs, S corporations. So the idea was to try to pull together some of these planning opportunities so that more taxpayers would have something not equivalent necessarily to the C-Corp 21% rate. Of course, remember that when you're a C-Corp, you're potentially subject to double taxation. You earn income, and then if you pay it out as a dividend, you don't get to deduct that. So there are trade-offs. But what's happened with 199A? It has gotten the reputation, and in many cases deservedly so, of being exceptionally complicated. In fact, it's probably one of the most complicated aspects of the 2017 Act that affects most taxpayers. There are a lot of things in that law that are very difficult to grasp, but many of them affect very limited numbers of taxpayers. Here, the 199A potentially affects a lot more. In fact, the government, in their own statistics, indicated that they expected that 10 million taxpayers will be affected by Code Section 199A. 25 million hours will be spent complying with just this one provision. They suggested that the reporting of the 199A issues will involve 39 hours per individual, 53 hours for every relevant pass-through entity, that list of entities that I just described, and they said the cost to taxpayers would probably be in the range of $1.36 billion, just dealing with this in terms of advisors, complication, etc. So what I want to try to do today is to try to simplify this for many taxpayers. Many taxpayers being 95% of all Americans who file tax returns. Because when you look at 199A, it is complicated, but most of the complications don't apply immediately to everyone. Most of the complications will never apply to many of our clients. So with that, let's try to understand how this can work. I want to say that I can try to understand how 199A will apply to most clients in three broad steps. So, with that, step one. The first thing you need to inquire and determine, is there a trade or business in which your client is involved? Does Section 199A define how they are viewing a trade or business? No, they don't. Of course not. That would make things simpler. What they did instead was they said, well, we have code sections that talk about what is a trade or business, and they cite us to Code Section 162, a code section that's been around forever. That code section says that you have an ordinary and necessary business deduction when you are engaged in a trade or business. And so they say, looking at that code section, what are the defining criteria? And they say the taxpayer is involved in business activities with, quote, continuity and regularity. Well, that's helpful, but certainly not dispositive of what we need to figure out. And then they go on to say that the facts and circumstances of every case will be determinative of whether or not you are in a trade or business.